So first of all, we started off with like honest, no BS. What does it mean to think like a librarian? Like, what does that mean? And Jenna, you kicked us off by mentioning, so at Day to Day Texas, you gave a talk around really thinking about how to bring the mental models that you and Amalia and really all librarians learn from sort of librarian school information kind of management, right? And to be able to bring that to data teams so that they could understand the insights around that and look through that lens so that they can be better. And in particular, there's a lot of different aspects about library science, which is very applicable in librarians and what they do. But in particular, we zoomed into the reference interview, which is when you have a research question and you come to the librarian with that question, they're not just going to be like, yeah, go, you know, check out aisle five, right? It's really about, hey, let's actually conduct a structured way around this conversation with the goal to discover, and I think this is a great phrase, true information need, right? Like not just the surface need, but the true information need. Because usually when folks ask a question, the first thing they're asking is not truly expressing that, and you need to navigate that gap. And that's something that data teams face on a daily basis, whether you realize it or not. And it's so important because if you spend a little bit of extra time to really understand the problem, you're going to save so much time in the long run, and you're going to be so much more valuable to the organization. And Jenny, you walked through the key steps, which were to establish contact, right? So for example, if somebody says, can birds fly? You know, it's a very ambiguous question. And so as part of establishing contact is to create an environment of trust. You mentioned empathy, curiosity, and non-judgment. You want to paraphrase back. So really practice your active listening and reframe. Clarify the request, ask questions, start more open-ended, but then kind of get more closed and clarifying towards the end. And then help them search for the resources collaboratively in a teaching way so that they become more empowered to search for the resources and be able to self-serve in the future. And very important, ultimately, you want to verify that the true information need was met. More often than you think, you're going to find that the information need wasn't met. And this is something that, you know, data people, governance people, analytics people, AI people have to really keep in mind, is that we think we're very smart, and we are, right? But communication is hard. Collaboration is hard. Really understanding the intent of people and organization is hard. Humans are difficult things, right? And so that means you have to iterate and you have to close that loop. So really, really good insights there. And then lastly, before I pass it to you, Juan, we were talking about how does this play out in data? You know, data engineers, data analysts, data product managers, even sometimes governance teams, they need to participate in these kinds of activities, these reference interviews, to really be more successful. Juan, what were your big takeaways?
Yeah, so I really like the whole service-oriented versus strategic that Jenna brought up. I usually think about it as operational and strategic, but the whole service-oriented is like one or the other here. It's they come together, right? Because you're focused on the user and you really want to understand what's happening. Next time a question comes up, you should be prepared around that stuff. And like that's how you scale. And that's a very strategic thing about, a very strategic aspect to think about. And then Amalia went into kind of the five laws of data enablement, and we've zoomed into that third one, which is like every data-centered stakeholder. It's about making sure the information is being put to work. Often folks say, let's stick all this data in the library, right? Like that's not going to go work. So what is the business value you're going to go bring? Like also often you aren't the only data lake platform out there, right? Because your large organization, they have different things. So what is the scope and the purpose of your library data platform? And how does it connect to the other branches, right? The other data platforms in your organization around that. And what could you do versus what will you do? And what is the strategy to grow that over time? We talk about the collection depth, like how detailed do you want to go into something? It really depends on your domain. What are your engagement interfaces? Like how are you taking requests? How are you taking requests and so forth? And all this is important. So you end up thinking about how to manage the resources that you're doing. So this applies also like the FinOps and everything that we have. So they should go very tightly connected. And what are you going to collect? Why those things? Why you? Right. And what are you going to go? What are you going to get rid of? Because maybe people aren't using it anymore. And then again, talk about specializations of like, duh, that's what librarians have already been doing, right? So I think that's actually a lot that data people need to be able to learn from how librarians have already been doing this, which I think is the main takeaway of all this is like, hey, librarians, they've been doing this stuff for a long, long time. Not only pay attention to them, hire them. How did we do? Anything we missed?
Nothing. You missed something that I missed that I wanted to make sure to cover. To that point of having that domain expertise and the importance of data or librarians having data folks having that domain expertise is because when you're conducting that reference interview, when you're doing the requirements analysis with a stakeholder, it is on you to take their business-oriented request and turn it into a data-oriented request and not on the stakeholder. They're probably already trying to do that translation. They may be making assumptions about you that that you don't know the business, and so they need to turn it into a data-oriented request, and that's where that gap is just getting wider and wider. So I really want to emphasize that it is your job as the data professional and not the stakeholders to dig deeper and discover their true information need before you try to fill it.
That's spot on, because I see this all the time.